This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Okay.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Somebody hadn't got through puberty yet here on the show, I guess.
But, it wasn't me, sir.
Well, I'm always doing the, what's that singer, Barry White? I'm always doing the
Barry White.
Learning you. I thought, I'm going high.
Yeah. We got to.
Don't do that again.
All right, J.J. Jasper is gone.
I'm a real boy.
Again. All right, guys, that's enough of that. All right, we got a serious show here to do.
And, really?
Yeah, we do. And
okay.
We only got 25 minutes to impart knowledge, wisdom. To America.
And class. Knowledge, wisdom, and class.
Right here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's how we play this game. We ask, we call it a game. We put it in quotations because it's more than a game.
It is.
And we play by asking three questions each of you, our listener, our students, and you call in and ask us and answer the question. That's how we like to do this. You don't have to ask us, but we prefer it. And the phone number is...
888-589-8840.
Okay, so our email address is comments@afr.net if you want to send us an email. You can watch the show at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Check that out, and we have a camera that is in the studio. It's not always good for us, but we try to behave. What do you got, Ed? Who's up next? Or Jim? Who's taking the phone call?
I'm taking the calls,
Jim. Did you want to do our questions or just straight
to the
phones?
Yeah, go ahead and do your questions.
All right, here we go.
Well, all right then.
What major league pitcher who stood at 6'10", yes, I said 6'10", and could throw a fastball close to 100 miles per hour was nicknamed Big Unit? And another nickname question, what NBA star was nicknamed The Mailman because he always delivered? And then a Bible question, just to be a little more spiritual. What books make up the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible?
That's also a steak.
Hey, we've got a couple of answers for your trivia question from the email, Tim, that you've been giving out.
Sirloin, ribeyes.
Oh, but we can't use those.
Want folks to know that we've seen them.
Yes.
And we thank you for participating.
Amen.
All right, Jim.
My two questions. What 1980s television hit was renamed El Coche Fantástico for its Spanish viewers?
That's not going to be answered, but go ahead.
Yeah, it will. I bet it will.
Okay. I think I've got a guess for it. I'm going to wait till the end of the show.
True or false? Jimmy Stewart was a brigadier general in the U.S. Air Force. Is that true or false?
J.J. Jasper would probably know the answer to that. He's a Jimmy Stewart
fan.
Well, more than a fan. I think he's got a poster at his house.
Wow.
Oh, it's in the kitchen. I've seen it. All right, here.
Is he like the John Wayne folks? They just have pictures of him everywhere?
Well, you know, a lot of people, Elvis, memorabilia.
Clint Eastwood.
JJ has Jimmy Stewart stuff at his house.
Your question, sir.
My questions are as follows. Animals. We already answered
that one.
Never mind. Put that one away. That was good.
These are only questions.
My shopping cart's been answered.
These are only questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Duly noted. Duly noted, look. Professor Ed.
Wow.
All right, I'll just ask the one. Let's see here. If I wanted to ask more than one, I'll just ask this one question. The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement in most people. I'll repeat it. The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement. What is it called? What is the part of the brain that controls thought and voluntary movement? And we all know those people who don't have this.
They're called pea brains.
Right?
They're called nutcases.
And it's not the frontal lobe.
No, it's not the frontal lobe.
And that's where you get a bottle in front of me. I mean, a frontal lobotomy. Frontal lobotomy.
You get a bottle.
In front of me. No, I meant a frontal lobotomy.
That's an old joke. That's a surgery you hope doesn't go wrong.
Right.
Who do we have next?
Jeff from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for taking the call.
Jeff, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to do both.
All right. Well, go ahead. Which question would you like to try to answer?
Well, if you'll ask my family, they'll tell you that baseball pretty much consumes me, so I want to take the baseball.
All right. What major league pitcher who stood at 6'10" could throw a fastball close to 100 miles per hour was nicknamed Big Unit?
That would be Mr. Randy Johnson.
Yes,
Randy
was.
Johnson.
Dude was awesome.
You know, I was just going to say, I remember a video. I think I might have saved it on my computer. He actually was pitching in a ball game.
I know what you're going to say.
And he threw a fastball, and it's the strangest thing. At that precise moment, a bird flew across the plate.
Killed the bird.
He hit it, and with just feathers went everywhere.
PETA was very upset
yes.
with him.
The bird, that you talk about having a bad day.
Suicide oh, yeah. by baseball.
That bird, wrong place, wrong time.
I remember that.
It was sad. Anyway, Jeff, good answer, my friend. You're correct about your baseball knowledge there. The Big Unit was Randy Johnson. And I think he's number two. No, he's not number – yes, I think he's number two on the all-time strikeout list. Right. Without looking, I know – Nolan Ryan is number one.
Clemens would be up there too. Roger Clemens somewhere.
And I think Randy Johnson's number two on the all time strikeout list. Somebody can look that up for us. That's just off the top of my head. All right, you got a question for us?
Yes, actually, I was confronted with this question this morning. In light of all the riots there that are going on because of the election, I was asked if there was actually a law against burning the American flag.
A law against burning the American flag?
Right.
I don't think so.
I think the Supreme Court has, and there may be laws and there may have been laws, but I think the Supreme Court has ruled that is part of protected free speech.
Right. They have, absolutely. Unfortunately.
Yeah. It is, however, a misdemeanor for the one that is burning the flag for not having a permit for it.
Oh, that's make a little bit of a cost for doing that.
Again, today's Veterans Day, and we're thanking all the veterans. Thank you so much, Brother Mark.
No, it's just Jeff.
Brother Jeff. I just changed your name.
Yep.
Just go by Mark the rest of the day. Okay?
Thank you, Jeff.
I appreciate it, brother. We do have that authority here at Learning University to change people's names. Thank you, Brother Jeff.
Thanks, brother.
Now,
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're getting the answer to the strikeout question, and the answer is Nolan Ryan has 5,714. And Dean Tim was correct in his off-the-top-of-the-head guess. Randy Johnson is second on the all-time list with 4,875 strikeouts. Don't know where Clemens is, but you're right. He's got to be top five probably in strikeouts. Probably Steve Carlton would be in that.
Yeah, Philadelphia Phillies.
Up there as well. Mark in Alabama. How you doing, Mark?
I am absolutely wonderful. And you can call me Jeff if you want to.
Okay. Hey, you're a good sport, Jeff. I mean, Mark. Thank you, brother. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from in Alabama?
Alberta, Alabama.
Alberta. That's where they had the Winter Olympics a few years back,
Alberta.
Right?
Nope. Alberta. Yep. Alberta is in Canada.
Okay, so how do you spell your town?
Elberta.
Oh, okay.
Alberta.
Down by Gulf Shores.
Gotcha.
Not to be confused with Elvira.
No, there's no correct. Elvira, Alabama, I think. All right, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
Let's do the question about delivering mail.
Oh, okay, here you go. What NBA star was nicknamed the Mailman because he always delivered?
He played for the Utah Jazz and never did win an NBA championship with Karl Malone.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
You're right. They called him the Mailman. He was about 6'9", 260, with no body fat, and he went to college. And am I showing off?
No, this is what the show's for.
Okay,
I was just stuck on knowledge. I was trying to imagine a body with no fat. Sorry, boss.
Mark was trying. Mark, you go ahead. No, I would defer to you. What's your?
No.
Do you know any more about Karl Malone than I was talking about?
I do not. Don't know anything about his early years.
Well, he was from Louisiana and played at Louisiana Tech University. And then he went on to have a great...
He did play on the Dream Team, didn't he? Was that in the 1992 Olympics or something like that?
Yeah, and I think he went to the NBA Finals twice, but there was a guy by the name of Michael Jordan who his team could never get past. And
that was
so,
Stockton was the point John guard Stockton. For the Jazz.
Yep. They were a great duo. They were a great team. They just had the misfortune of playing when Michael Jordan and that Chicago Bulls team was around. Anyway... You got a question for us, Mark?
I do. Actually, I had another question, but kind of pointless now to ask, which Israeli king had a reputation for being a crazy driver.
That would have been twice in one show for that question.
So instead, I will ask, what former NFL defensive lineman that is in the Hall of Fame went on to become a state Supreme Court justice?
Oh, that's a great question.
All right, look, we're going to talk amongst
ourselves.
Let me know
the answer to it.
What was the question? I was distracted.
Which NFL defensive lineman who was in the Hall of Fame went on to be a state Supreme Court justice? All right, Mark, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Was Marlon Olsen maybe?
No, he acted in Little House on the Prairie. Was it like Ed Too Tall Jones? Wasn't he like a brilliant guy? Played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. Randy White,
or maybe Alan Page.
We don't know.
How about we let Mark tell us?
I'm gonna say Alan Page.
Okay, Alan Page.
There you go.
Alan Page. Why not give up, Ed? What made you think of that, Ed?
Well, I just remember I was thinking about Ed Too Tall Jones who. You know, was a tremendous athlete. Had you know several, but then I just somehow remembered up in Minnesota that Alan Page went on to something in politics. So I took a stab.
He was also a part of the Purple People Eaters.
That's right.
You got it.
That's right.
They were a great group along with the Village People back in the mid '70s.
The Purple People Eaters. Yeah. There actually was a song, the Purple People
Purple
Eaters.
Purple People Eaters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, brother.
By the way, John and Sonny both emailed that answer in as well, and those just wanted to give those folks a shout out because we've asked them to participate and
shout
and
out.
They have. There you go. Shout outs to John, Sonny, and Johnny.
The 80s called and want their expression back.
Hey, it still works, doesn't it?
All right,
Evidently not.
Thank you, brother.
That was all right. Now we're going to Hillbilly. Hillbilly
going to talk
from
to Hillbilly
Arkansas.
In Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, Hillbilly. You any kin to Mountain Man?
Well, did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll answer one about Jimmy Stewart.
All right, sir. Jimmy Stewart was a brigadier general in the Air Force. Is that true or false?
May not be a smart man, but I don't think the Air Force has brigadier generals, do they?
That's what I was thinking.
All right, let me back up. It is now the Air Force, but was formerly known as the Army Air.
Right, before 1947.
Right, so I apologize. He did go on, and the Air Force recognized his rank, which would tell you that it is true. But he was a brigadier general in the Air Force Reserve and was appointed so by President Dwight Eisenhower.
Huh. Jimmy Stewart.
Good man.
Oh, well, that's...
So that was true.
Whoa, there's the beloved cowbell.
What does that mean, Jim?
I believe that means this gentleman gets an AFR coffee mug. Compliments of Tim Wildman.
Yes. You answered the mystery question correctly, Hillbilly.
Or he can go before what's behind door number two.
Carol Merrill standing over there. Thank you, Brother Bill, Brother Hillbilly.
So now, before we go any further here, do not, when we're through, when you're done here on the air, do not hang up. We will put you on hold, and then
some elevator music.
Yeah, we'll get your shipping information so we can ship you an AFR coffee mug. Okay, Hillbilly.
Did you have a question for us?
Well, yes, no. In honor, I don't have the answer, but in honor of the election, do you reckon Andy Griffin was Republican or Democrat?
Oh.
What now?
And was Andy Griffith
Republican or Democrat?
He was a Democrat.
I'll say he's a Democrat.
Yeah. He's deceased. Yeah. True? Yeah, he was a Democrat, but so was everybody in the South in his
his time, yeah.
In his era.
All right, Hillbilly, we're gonna put you on hold, brother. And Cindy will talk to you and get your information. Moving on.
By the way, it's a coffee mug.
It's a travel mug.
But it is so much more than that.
Yeah, but I mean, you can use it for any kind of
cold liquids.
Beverage.
Yeah. You can put some iced tea
in there.
It's an aluminum cup.
The inside is not aluminum, though.
It's plastic.
As Tim is, folks, you can't. For those of you on Facebook Live, you can see him. For those of you that aren't, he's actually touching inside and exploring his coffee cup to tell you better what it is.
Well, yeah, later on,
people to know, they might think I'll get aluminum poison. And I just want to say, no, you're not going to. It's got plastic inside. Well, now, you might get plastic poison. I don't know.
And later on AFR, we will have exploring the word, but for now, we have exploring the coffee cup with
really
Tim
noted.
Wildman.
By the way, we had a TV screen in this studio that somebody has stolen.
I wondered.
Did you see that?
I was going to say, during this program, you have been staring at that wall, and we moved it simply to the other side.
I thought we already had one over there, too. No?
No.
Okay,
we did. At one point, both the screens were over here. We had one for news and one that pretty much stayed on.
I just wanted to make sure that one of us didn't need to fess up here.
For one thing, that is a pretty small television screen.
I know.
I don't steal, but if I was going to steal it, wouldn't be that one.
It wouldn't be that one. Okay, I got you. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 8 minutes left on the program here. We thank you for listening and for just joining in the experience.
And it is an experience, believe me.
Of what we call...
Learning University
is on the air. Brother J.J. Jasper, otherwise known as Professor J.J. Jasper, is not here today. Been absent quite a bit lately, has he?
Well, he has been on the road quite a bit doing here during the fall doing benefits for crisis pregnancy centers.
Yeah, and he has said that he's going to try and do it differently next year. He didn't realize how many Fridays he was going to miss, because let me tell you, J.J. loves Learning University.
He does.
But the commitment level's not there.
Heretofore, he has been on the show every week.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, we go back to the phones. Who's next?
Well, don't become confused here, but we're going to talk to Jim calling from Mississippi. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Why would that confuse us?
Because you may think,
you're Jim.
I'm Jim from Mississippi.
Okay.
Like the barbecue we had the other day? Go ahead, Jim.
I'm from South Mississippi. How about that?
Okay. All right, Jim, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both this morning, gentlemen. This is my first time caller, and I'm also a retired Navy veteran, so I want to thank you for your support of all veterans today on this Veterans Day.
And thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And to all that have served our country. Thank you so much, Jim.
Amen.
Which question would you like to try to answer?
Is the question about the first five books in the Bible still open?
It is still open. Here's the question for those who are just tuning in. What books make up the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible?
That would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
You are correct, sir.
Well done.
Correct.
All right.
Tim's very enthusiastic with that answer.
What's your question for us, Jim?
Okay, my question.
You might want to turn your dog down.
Turn your dog down.
It's Jim from Mississippi.
Hey, Jim, turn the volume on your dog. Your dog. Hey, Jim, what kind of dog you got there?
That is a little... Yorkshire Terrier mix.
Oh, I was so hoping it was a Maltese.
Yeah,
because we had a customer for you.
Yeah. So, you in the car there, driving around with you?
Okay. So my question, in light of the recent presidential elections, I've got a presidential history trivia question.
Well, good luck with that.
Okay, there have been... assassinated in office, there have been four presidents. How many presidents have had assassination attempts while office?
Oh.
And well, how many can you name?
Now, are you separating assassinations from assassination attempts?
Right. How many assassination attempts have been made on presidents, and how many?
All right. Well, we know for sure Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Was
because Hinckley just got out of prison.
He just got out of prison. He's no longer, I guess, mentally unstable, or is he?
Oh, well, I don't know. Well,
do you guys know anyone else besides Reagan? Oh, yes, I know another one, Gerald Ford, and that was Squeaky Fromm was arrested for taking a shot at Gerald Ford. So that's two.
Wasn't he in the Rolling Stones?
Squeaky Fromm?
Yeah.
It was a she.
Before.
Squeaky Fromm.
Oh, okay.
That was a she. And in fact, I think, okay, I don't want to go there because I'm not sure about what I was about to say. I was going to say, I thought Squeaky Fromm might have actually been a part of the Charles Manson gang, but I'm not sure about that. But so that's two. Can you guys think of anybody else?
I don't know.
Anyone? No.
All right. Well, we came up with two, Jim.
All right. President Jackson, both Roosevelts, President Truman, Ford, and Reagan.
Wow. That many.
That's.
Well, you think about how often our presidents are out in public and how, you know, they're targets. That's that you would say that many, but, you know, that's really not very many when you consider how much exposure
right,
100 years of men in the office have had.
Well, and how much more exposure they had back.
Oh, yeah. They used to ride out in the open.
Right.
You know what, John F. Kennedy, that's right. How he died, riding out in the open. They didn't have any.
Yep.
But you know, they still do the walk for the presidency down Pennsylvania Avenue, don't they?
For inauguration?
For the inauguration?
I believe so.
I mean, you know, with the world we live in right now, I don't know if they ought to do that or not.
No. But, hey, Jim, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for your
Oh, sorry, Jim.
What did you do?
You do that a lot.
I do.
Jimmy, you have a lot of oops.
I do.
Over there. I think you don't want people to get their mug or something.
Well, he wasn't getting a mug.
Okay, he wasn't?
No, sir. Not unless you knew something that I didn't, which isn't unusual.
All right, so.
We do have questions that have not been answered. I don't. Mine have all been answered.
All right, hold on a minute, Ed.
Okay.
If we haven't learned anything on this show, when you say we have questions that have not been answered yet.
Oh, heretofore.
Thank you, Ed.
Have gone unanswered.
Thank you, Ed. Heretofore.
Heretofore gone unanswered.
What do you got, Professor Ed?
No, mine have all heretofore been answered.
There you go.
Well done.
Jim, put heretofore in a sentence.
All right, sir. Well, heretofore, my question, which 1980s television hit was renamed El Coche Fantástico for its Spanish viewers?
I'm going to say Knight Rider.
It is Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Very well done, Professor.
Knight Rider.
You remember that, the talking car?
Hoffman? What was the guy's name?
It was
David
Hoffman? Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff. Yeah, it was Dustin Hoffman. He wasn't in that shit.
El Coche Fantástico.
But he drives really well in the driveway. I'm an excellent driver.
I just
all
like
right,
Spanish.
My question, my last and El final question that is heretofore gone unanswered. The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement. What is it called?
The right hemisphere?
Hypothalamus?
Cerebrum.
Cerebrum.
Wow.
Cerebrum, but it's overall for
it's
often
overall?
Overshadowed by the medulla oblongata.
I'm going to let you slide on that
medulla
one.
Medulla oblongata was also a heavy metal band
right.
in the 1970s. Many people remember the
medulla. Is that true?
The medulla oblongata.
Is that true?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have a great weekend.
Keep to church, folks.
Yeah, keep listening to American Family Radio, and we'll see you on Monday.